is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist, of Fox News, a columnist, much on Fox Business. Within weeks, we have a midterm election, the first midterm following the change of duty at the White House. A Democrat or a Republican will see in the first midterm, history says, a reversal of fortune in the House of Representatives, certainly, perhaps in the Senate as well. There's nothing atypical about the experience we're having right now about the Republicans doing well here and the Democrats on the defense there. That's history. At the same time, history says the economy, the pocketbook, is what we vote. And Liz, we've been speaking of the American economy, but it's keen to say that the polling is being extremely routine and acceptable and predictable. The American people are unhappy with the direction of the company, so they're going to do the only thing that's available at a midterm, to vote the other side. Do you see any disruption in this? I'm looking at the House in particular, because those elections are every 2 years, and therefore it's a lot closer to the polling. Do you see anything unusual in the House presentation this year by either party?
Well, interestingly, Nancy Pelosi apparently was on Stephen Colbert, one of the late night shows last night, predicting that the Democrats would hold the House. I honestly do not know anyone who thinks the Democrats will hold the House. It's, as you say, it's a pretty routine event that the party out of the White House takes power, gains a lot of seats in the House of Representatives in this midterm election, and that's kind of what's expected to happen. A little factoid of interest today, apparently, don't ask me why, the polling companies, the people that do that organize all these polls, switch over from surveying registered voters and start looking at likely voters. And that really apparently tightens the accuracy of the polls. And my guess is will show the Republicans making stronger gains than has been predicted in the last several weeks. So Democrats got kind of excited about a little bump up in Joe Biden's approval rating, which, by the way, now has turned down again. And they felt that the decision, the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, energized women in their party in particular, and that that was going to be more important than other factors. I think that's totally wrong. I think, as you point out, it really is about the economy. It's about gasoline prices, about inflation. And, you know, Joe Biden's approval ratings on the economy are down around 30-32%. Really terrible. And I think if you had to ask most voters what's most important to them and their family, it's the cost of living right now. And I think people blame Democrats, blame Joe Biden for too much spending, which is totally true, which basically allowed inflation to take root. And, you know, voters are not stupid about this. They understand why this happened.
And so as we approach this midterm, the revelation is minimal as to what the two parties make of the American economy. And yet, Liz, everything we've said today, starting with the remarks about John Williams, the Fed governor of New York, points to the fact that Congress can do very little now. In fact, if Congress would do us a favor and not vote any more money, that would be its contribution. Just sort of stay rhetorical and don't act. It's too late for Congress to get in front of inflation. This is a struggle worldwide, a monetary struggle that's outside the legislative process. Do you agree with that, Liz?
I totally agree. Unfortunately, Congress is working and the White House, by the way, through executive actions, working totally at odds with Jay Powell, making his life and his job much more difficult. When Joe Biden decides to spend another $500 billion canceling out student loan debts, which, by the way, is the most unpopular thing he's done since he took the Oval Office, that just makes trying to get inflation under control that much harder. And by the way, the same thing could be true of the Inflation Reduction Act, a whole bunch of these programs, which are simply spending money that we don't have. It has to stop. The Democrats can't stop it because they're trying to buy votes from targeted constituencies. And again, what we have now is a monetary policy completely at odds with fiscal policy. Somehow those lines have to come together.
What we learn from past elections is that we're not going to be surprised by the results in early November. What will be surprising is if that inflation number moderates, as some voices are now saying it may, as early as next week. Liz Peek, she is a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,